You are no longer telling the brethren, when you want to come and take your place at the Lord's table, if I could, into all the privileges and the responsibilities that comes with being part of the body and part of that house, you tell the brethren, well, it's not of your business. There is nothing amongst the saints of God. It's none of my business. Your business is my business. And my business is your business. You know why? Because we affect one another. We influence one another. And as far as God is concerned, this is the way it should be conducted. There is an order of things. So the first thing that I want to impress upon you in a practical way, that what Paul was impressing upon a young man by the name of Timothy, that when he was writing about the house of God, it is a matter of how I behave. How thou oughtest to behave, where? Where? In the house of God. House of God is a behavior. We said earlier, if I can take hold of the truth that the blessed God, the Lord Jesus, is in the midst of the company, my behavior will change when I come to the meeting. Because I'm in the presence of the blessed God. How you ought to behave in the house of God. So listen, when the saints of God are coming collectively, that's a representation of all the house of God, and God's dwelling place is in the midst. He is in the midst. The Lord Jesus has promised what? Where two or three are gathered to my name, there am I in the midst. The Lord Jesus is in the midst, and because he's in the midst, you better learn how to behave. You better learn how to behave. That's why, young people, believe me, I ask you to forgive me if I impress these things upon you. And if I said something that might sound way off, it's because I love you. The house of God is connected with behavior. In a practical way, it's all about behavior. You know what was said of David? David stood before Saul. David, you see, the house of God and the body of Christ, or the assembly. Let me say that quick comment before we lose sense that it's only Lord's Day morning. We are 24/7 in the house of God. We are 24/7 the assembly of God. We are 24/7 the body of Christ. And yet sometimes we come collectively and function in that way, but we're always the house of God. Always. But you know what? It impresses me that a man like David, it was said of him, and he behaved himself wisely. Wisely. Where did David learn this? You know, you read some Psalms with David, what he is desiring, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. What house? David never built a house. What house? He was in the good of it. He was in the good of the house of the Lord. But because he was in the good of the presence of the Lord, that makes the presence of the Lord in some occasions makes the house of God, he behaved himself wisely. When he stood before Saul, he behaved himself wisely. When he stood before others, the Bible says, he behaved himself wisely. And when you come together collectively with the saints of God as the habitation, as the house of God, we better learn this principle that we are going to behave wisely in the presence of the Lord. David behaved himself wisely. So when an older brother and older sister might come and say something in the spirit of love, I trust, not in the spirit of the sword of Peter that was willing to chop ears and to chop heads and, you know, all these things. But listen, when a brother or a sister would approach you about something in relationship to things and to the, in relationship to the behavior, in relationship to conduct that is all pertaining the house of God, you take it from them in love. And brethren, if we are approaching a brother and older sisters, if we are approaching younger sisters in relationship of how to behave wisely in the house of God or in the presence of the Lord, we might as well do it in love. Let's not chop heads. We're not here to chop heads, but we're here to exhort one another, to help one another, to instruct one another. And that's why I will encourage men, when you come into the presence of the Lord, you are coming in the presence of the Lord. Maybe brethren have heard it in the past and they might hear it again. And I said, you'll forgive me, right? You're going to forgive me, right? You're going to forgive me? I had liberty to approach certain brethren coming to the meeting with a short and a jeans and a flip-flop. I'm going to tell you how you ought to behave in the house of God. So if I said something to a brother in the past, a young brother, because he's coming with torn jeans and something to the meeting, that's not in accordance to how you ought to behave in the house of God. David behaved himself wisely. Young sisters, be careful how you come to the house of the Lord. Because when it comes to the house of God, is how you ought to behave. It's a matter of behavior. It's a matter of how I conduct myself before God and before the saints of God. Because after all, he is son over his house. It's not my house. It's not your house. Listen, I'm a father. And I have my own house. And if I want to look, wow, you know, I'm a man of my house, I might come up with some regulations, right? That's to show them who's the boss. But listen, I'm going to say it in a spirit of love and understanding. You can do whatever you want to do at your house. But when it comes to the house of the Lord, he is son over his house. Whatever he says goes, not what you say. Whatever he asks does, we do. Whatever he requested, we follow. It's not what you say, what I say. It means nothing what Brother John says. It is all what the Lord has requested because he is son over his house. I should take back what I said. You can do whatever you want to do in your own house. You cannot do that. I always challenge myself if when Christ wanted to rest in his earthly ministry, the Bible says he often resorted to the house of Bethany. He often resorted there. He often went there. We don't have too many records, but the Bible says he often resorted to Bethany. So he was welcomed there, and everything that was in that house was in order and according to his mind. So I want to take back what I said. You can do whatever you want to do in your own house. No, you cannot do. You want to, even in your own house, maintain conditions where Christ will come to your house and feel at home. Where Christ could enter into your own house and be at rest and rest like he did in the house of Bethany. And sometimes I have to challenge myself, if the Lord was invited to my own house, how many things I'm going to run and hide, thinking that the Lord doesn't know about them and hide them in the closet because I don't want the Lord to see them. Do you have things like this at your own house? Do you have things like this in your own room? That if the Lord Jesus will come physically to you, you will hide it right away because you know it's against his mind. So I have to take back what I said earlier. And especially you are recording in the back. I took it back. But it is real. He is son over his house means everything is in accordance to him being the son over his own house. Because that title, son over his house, is pertaining deity as well. Deity as well. The second thing that connected with the house of God, and that is Psalm 93. Just one second. It is holiness. When you go to Psalm 93, I believe, it says, holiness becometh thy house, O God. Holiness. When you read the Bible and you read the word holy, and when you read your Bible and you read the word sanctify, and when you read your Bible and you hear the word saints, you can rest assured they're all from the same root word. Means somebody that is set aside for God. And that's why holiness becometh the house of God. Means everything we do and everything we say and everything we maintain has to have the character of holiness, set aside, accepted to God. We just cannot introduce anything we want. We cannot, this is why I say it, you know what, it's not the best subject. But this is why sometimes it requires, when a person doesn't listen to the exhortations, after you speak to that person once and twice and you apply all the discipline that we learn in the scripture of how to behave with someone that is walking disorderly, that's living in sin, the saddest thing that a believer can do or a company can do is putting somebody out. But have you ever understood why do we put somebody out? Why God said, I will not have the leper be at the camp, inside the camp. Where does he have to go? Outside the camp. Why? For I dwell there. God cannot have anything that relates to sin in his own presence. And dear brother, dear sister, when this horrible step is taken in the life of a believer, it's simply because the brethren are trying to maintain that principle, holiness becometh thy house, O God. It is all about holiness.